Drift of days. We never went anywhere but the grocery store, sometimes a cousin's or the auction house, where it was hotter than the hell the preacher thundered about on Sundays. Some days we planted sunflower seeds or hit softballs with my father's splintered bat. Some days we picked beans. Rooted to 4 acres, mine was a universe rimmed by Blue Ridge Mountains, which were so low you'd have thought they were hills, and above me a whale of a sky, as boundless as my summered imaginings, and cornfields sashaying in every direction. Mornings I packed and unpacked my small suitcase meant for doll's clothes, wedged it beside me on the wooden steps between stories. I took off for somewhere I'd never been, no idea what I might need. I didn't know we're always going somewhere we've never been, or that decades later I'd learn we're already there, present moment, I mean. After dinner, we played Parcheesi and sat on the porch, willing the corn to grow in the endless fields. My mother flung open the windows for the cross breeze, except on fertilizer days when everything stayed shut tight, the smell worse than the heat. But on those window-flung nights, the air swept a coolness across the fields from that somewhere I'd never been, swept across my skin like I was being polished, like I was going to be somebody, was somebody, like Emily Dickinson, the kind of somebody who prefers the imprint of curvaceous letters to bluster or hustle. Someone who admires big buttercups and crouches at a little desk, ready to loosen the freedom of long dashes.